That would give them a better sense of just how massive it is. There may be more to come. The two researchers think they have found a second promising target lurking in Kepler's data, and theory can offer a useful guide as to where else to look. Many of the exoplanets discovered so far are so-called hot Jupiters, gas giants that orbit close to their stars, a configuration unknown in Earth's solar system. Theorists believe such worlds must have formed farther out from their stars before being flung inward, perhaps by a close encounter with another planet. That game of gravitational billiards would also strip any moons away from such a planet. Better to look at cool Jupiters, those planets that, like Jupiter itself, orbit their stars at more sensible distances. Only a handful of these are known from the Kepler data, says Dr. Kipping, but we'd like to use the Hubble to observe all of them, every time they transit. If everything goes according to plan, the study of exomoons may follow the pattern seen with exoplanets, where an initial trickle turns rapidly into a flood. A probe called the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, was launched in April. TESS is designed to observe stars much closer to Earth than those watched by Kepler. If it can observe for long enough, it may turn up more candidate exomoons. Follow-up observations of anything that TESS finds would be greatly aided by its comparative nearness, and the Hubble is expected to be joined in 2020 by the budget-bustingly expensive, extremely late and very capable James Webb Space Telescope, which will carry the largest mirror ever flown into space. The moons are out there. Finding them is only a matter of time.